Three new species of dinosaur have been found in the outback near Winton in Queensland. They were unearthed at the site of a 95-million-year-old billabong not far from where a new dinosaur museum opens this week. Nicole Bond from ABC Western Queensland is in Winton. She's joined us on the line. Nicole, one of these new discoveries doesn't sound like the sort of animal one would wanted to have run into had we evolved 95 million years ago.
That's for sure, and I think you're talking there about Banjo. He's been nicknamed Banjo, the Australovenator. He's a carnivorous theropod. He would have stood about 2 metres tall, 5 metres long, very sharp teeth and three sharp claws on each hand. He was one of the dinosaurs discovered here. There's two others as well that have been uncovered today.
There are two, Matilda and Clancy. Are they any more cuddly?
They are a lot more cuddly. In fact, in particular, Matilda would be a wonderful dinosaur to cuddle up to. She has been described as having quite a big fat bottom. Her real name is Diamantinosaurus. She was a plant eater, about 18 metres between her head and her tail, and from her feet up to her hips was about 4 metres. So she's a giant. And in fact, her and Wintonotitan, which is Clancy, they're two new types of the largest animal ever to walk the earth. She's been described as a hippo-like creature, whereas Clancy, it was a lot slimmer, a lot longer and taller.
I guess all this activity is related to the launch of the Age of Dinosaurs Museum there in Winton. Tell me about that.
That's right. These dinosaurs will be housed in the Age of Australian Dinosaurs Museum. It's opening its first stage today. These are international finds, but they're being kept in a tin shed on a jump-up, which is like a mesa, a hill, in Winton in western Queensland. So they're not getting the royal treatment yet, but there are plans over the next 10 to 20 years to build an international-scale museum here. But this is the starting point. The bones will be kept here. They'll be further studied, along with many other bones line the walls here that we don't even know what they belong to.
Is this more about tourism or science?
No, the organisers behind the scene say that this is a working museum. It's very much about science, but they've acknowledged that they are going to use tourism to bring the dollars in, to fund the science, to fund the digs and to fund that, looking more at the bones.
Nicole Bond on the line there from Winton.